Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Zeenat Seaman with Firefly Bridge Organizing. This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. I'm flying solo on the podcast this week since Deanna is on vacation, lucky her, and we are continuing with our March Madness of guests. Now, getting toxic things out of our homes has been a hot topic of late, not only because it's safer for us and our families, but also because it's healthier for the planet. I'm joined today by Chanel Solis, owner of Cacheo Soaps. All of Cacheo Soaps are organic and made with pure and simple ingredients. And she learned how to use plants for cleaning and also in her soap recipes at the Herbal Academy. And so toxin-free cleaning is a passion of hers. Chanel, welcome to Organizing with Ease.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So I'm on a quest myself to get all the bad stuff out of my house. And all over the internet, we keep seeing things about people using just vinegar and baking soda to clean practically everything. So does that really work? Is that a real thing?
It does. It does work. Does it smell great? No, but there are plenty of things that you could do to enhance that smell. But yes, it does work. It does work. And it's bacterial free as well.
Okay. So I'm killing the bacteria using vinegar and baking soda is, from what I understand, is the thing that's helping to kind of like scrub the stuff off. Am I getting that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So then if I open any, under the sink in the kitchen or under, you know, in the laundry room, we see bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles of cleaning sprays. And it feels like there's a special solution that we have to use for cleaning a carpet stain. And there's something else completely that we need to use to clean the bathroom and something else to clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
So what am I looking for on the labels? How do I understand what first, like what's not good for my kids, me, my pets in my house, or for the environment? And then how do I substitute some of those things with things that actually work? How do I make that easier?
Well, as far as the ingredients in solutions, like for the bathroom and your laundry soap and stuff, for, you know, formaldehyde, you see that, that's obvious. That's, you know, a clear sign of don't use it.
Yeah.
and benzene. Benzene as well is another one. And just to move away from those things that are cost effective is you just grab the vinegar and the baking soda and, you know, you have leftover limes, lemons, anything citrus, you can put them inside a jar, fill it up with white vinegar and let it set for a couple weeks. And then you'll have that natural scent of either orange or lime or whatever it was you decided to use for those peels. And it gives it a nice, breezy smell opposed to, like, you know, that pungent feet kind of smell that vinegar gives you.
And so that's enough to clean even a bathroom?
Yeah. You can clean anything with it. Anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide is also a really good one to substitute. It helps with, you know, your bathroom grout and things like that. It helps whiten it. Yeah.
And even toilet bowl cleaning, you're good with vinegar and baking soda as well.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It kills the bacteria. So it's good for anything and everything.
Perfect. And so we mentioned hydrogen peroxide and vinegar, but those we have to be kind of careful about what materials we use them on, right? And we do need to watch out for natural stones, right? Because using vinegar or anything acidic on the natural stones is going to etch those
stones. That is correct. And that's where like hydrogen peroxide could come in. It could substitute for the vinegar for those natural stones and things.
Okay. All right. So what have you done? How did you go more natural in your own house?
Well, I did a couple things. I put more green plants in my house. They're natural detoxifiers. They have the ability to clean the air and removing pollutants.
Okay.
Instead of dryer sheets, I use essential oils. So I'll get like a thick hand towel and put natural oils on it and then throw it in the dryer instead of using the dryer sheets.
Great idea. Okay.
Filters. I put filters on everything. So there's a filter that comes in to my house with the water for the shower, the drinking. all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my shower curtain, my kids' shower curtain is always full of mildew, and it doesn't matter how many times I clean it. Like a week later, you see like little mold spores on these.
Oh, no.
So yeah. I totally just threw it away. Yeah. And I'm using a vinyl shower curtain now.
Oh, okay. And that's preventing?
Throw that in the washer. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. And that seems to work when you wash it in the washer, yeah. It gets mm-hmm. rid of all the mold stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't collect it as fast as the plastic does.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And the list goes on. There's so many more things that you can do to detoxify your home, clean it naturally.
Other than just vinegar and baking soda.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's things from like, you could do a lemon grout cleaner with cream of tartar. You put some lemon in there and, you know, make it a little paste and just scrub the grout.
Okay.
I mean, there's the possibilities are pretty much endless when it comes to trying to find something natural to clean your house with.
So how about give us an idea for what's a good one? What's something that you found a good substitute for? So grout cleaner for sure. That's
just my, you know, the Clorox wipes, the kitchen yes. is always the dirtiest place. And especially yeah. if you have kids. Mm-hmm. That's the number one spot for bacteria.
Yes.
So what I do is I use the vinegar and I use the baking soda, but separately. Okay. I don't put the vinegar in with the baking soda.
Okay.
Because that can use that is a reaction too. You know, those school experiments when you're doing your volcanoes, you put the vinegar and the baking soda and it explodes. Well, I use them separately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll use the lemon peels. I'll put the vinegar in. I'll let it set for a few weeks. I'll even throw some rosemary in there sometimes just for a nice aromatic smell.
Yeah.
And I put the liquid after it sets for a little while. I'll get hand towels, thick hand towels, and I'll pour the liquid over the top of the hand towels. And I let that sit for a little while and I use them as wipes. So it's just a quick go-to just clean your countertops and clean up the bacteria on your countertops as well.
And so that's
like my go-to. I clean with everything on it. I even dust my house with the wipes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, that's a great idea. And so if you, let's say I do that, can I put, like I can use, you know, face cloth towels sort of a thing because they're small and square.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep those in a container with some of this liquid in it. And how long can I keep that in there, do you think?
Oh, for about 30 to 60 days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it kind of depends where you're at and how you store it. So here we've got a lot of humidity, so we can't keep things as long as you can, mm-hmm. you know, where it's all snowy and dry. So you could keep it probably pretty longer over there.
Okay, got it. Oh, I love that idea. Yeah, because wipes is, so that's kind of the part that I think people get stuck at. So we want to go kind of like with less toxicity in our cleaning products, in our beauty products, and anything that touches our skin and our kids' skin, that kind of thing. But the convenience of what's out there, I mean, I don't want to go back to, you know, the old days where I'm making every single thing myself and everything takes forever to make in order to clean my house. Like, I don't want cleaning my house to be my full-time job. It's just not. And I think it isn't for, you know, a lot of people.
Right.
This is not what they do for a living. And so convenience is a huge thing. And I think that's part of the barrier maybe to going to toxin-free, to switching out from some of these convenience cleaning solutions and beauty products to trying to find something more natural.
Yeah. Yeah. So I understand that. Yeah. Especially being very busy. You don't want to be, you know, in your kitchen, you know, making cleaning products, you know.
Right.
But it is quick though. So if you think about it, when you meal prep, if you're a mm-hmm. meal prepper, you can kind of throw that in there because it's quick.
I mean,
you just let it set and you have it for a week or 30 days. So it's not like you have to do it every single day.
Yeah.
But if you want to shy away from that, I use Meyer's products.
Okay.
You can get them at your grocery store. I use those products and Malaluca. It's a website that you can go to. You have to subscribe. Mm-hmm. But I get my cleaning products from there as well. And they're all natural and not natural, but they're environmentally friendly products.
Got it. So not everything has to be vinegar and baking soda.
Right. There are other things out there that are eco-friendly and Yeah, not harmful for your lungs and all that stuff.
Yes. Okay, precise. Okay. And so we'll put that a link to that website in the show notes. We'll get that.
Sure. Yeah.
That way
yeah.
everyone can check it out.
Yeah.
And then, so what about you started making Cocheo soaps, and what are the ingredients that the basic ingredients that you're using that normal off the shelf soaps are not? What is it in normal soaps that might be harmful to us or to the environment that you're avoiding?
Well, I was trying to think, it's been a while since I looked at a soap label, but the soap labels, like you just look at, you can't pronounce any of them.
Right.
Like you have no idea, but if you look on the web, you're like, oh, this could cause cancer. Oh, this could do this. Oh, this or this. So yeah, my soaps just have coconut oil, shea butter, and olive oil. That's it. That's the base of the soap. Other soaps have those in there too. Usually when you read your first ingredient, the first uh-huh. ingredient on the label is what it has the most of in the
right.
soap.
Mm-hmm.
So you go down the list a little after like 15 ingredients, and then you'll see those like coconut oil and shea butter, and
yeah.
they'll promote that like, oh, this is so good for your skin. Well, not really, because you put all those like 50 other ingredients in it before that kind of counteracted the benefits of the coconut oil or shea butter, whatever you put in there. So yeah, I just have three ingredients. I don't use any fragrance. I use natural oils. So everything is 100% natural in that soap. It's kind of like when you go back to the old days when your ancestors were making mm-hmm. soap back then. And that's exactly how I make it.
And so all that we really need to clean our bodies is shea butter, coconut oil, and olive oil?
Well, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit more science that goes into
okay,
it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Wow. And is soaps all that you're looking at doing right now, or are you looking to expand into anything else?
Like right now, if you go to my website, it's just soap, but for more local deliveries and things, yeah. I do, I have, a blush. I make it out of beet powder.
Really?
And I have lip gloss that I've made out of beet powder.
Wow.
And I can make it from really light to dark, depending on how you like it. And I do body scrubs as well, sugar scrubs. And it's just brown sugar. And again, some natural oils like argan oil and coconut oil and sunflower oil. It's really good for your skin. So yeah, those are
nice.
There's more things I like to do. It's just, I need the time.
Yes. to fiddle with the recipes and to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
Do any of those of these things, I mean, they're natural ingredients. So is there kind of like an expiration date for soaps, for your soaps?
No, there's no expiration date on any soap.
Okay.
But the only difference is between, you know, your store-bought soap and my soap is that the store-bought soap has all the fragrances and all those chemicals to hold in scents and discoloration and all that.
Okay.
My soap has none of that in there. So you'll see that like after maybe 6 months, it'll start turning yellow and it will lose the scent. But the benefits are still there. You just don't get that yummy smell.
Right. And so in other words, I love this because we tend to kind of like stock up on stuff where in the way that, you know, people used to do it is, you know, and I understand, again, it's the convenience factor. On the way home from work, they would stop by the market, pick up what they needed for that night's dinner, fresh. And it was, you know, straight from basically the farm, the market, I mean, very fresh. And that's how people ate fresh foods. And now we've turned into by nature, this country has turned into a place of convenience. And so we go to a grocery store and we buy a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks worth of groceries. And then we sit at home and try to cook and eat those. Sometimes a lot of it ends up in the garbage, right? Because
yes.
It's 3 weeks later. So, but I love this idea of even my soaps can be fresh. I love that. Let's buy the soap freshly made, use it, and then get a little bit more when we're ready. And in a little bit, you don't have to keep soap for a year in my house. I can buy a little bit when I'm ready for it.
Love exactly.
We'll save on storage space as well.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like for us to know about?
Really just read your labels. I mean, it's really important, especially if you have allergies or skin issues, you know, the cleaning products, what you put in your body, what you put on your body, it all relates to each other. So just being aware of what you're using at all times really is important.
And how did you get started or interested in all of this, in herbology and making natural soaps? How did that even come up as an idea for you?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was actually raised on a cattle farm, so I've always really loved animals. And so when I left home, I became a vegetarian. Like right when I left home, I became a vegetarian. And I moved over. I'm from the Midwest, small town, like 1,000 people then. Now it's grown. But when I moved over to the West Coast, there was so, everybody over there is all natural and like saving the trees and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And this was about 20 years ago now. Wow, I'm getting old. This was 20 years ago. But I was really intrigued about, you know, how people were so gung-ho about saving, like cutting down trees. And, you know, I went to an acupuncturist and he gave me this tea. It was for my asthma. And he gave me this tea. And at the time, I didn't know what I know now. And he went out back, came back with this like little sandwich bag full of what looked like to me was like weeds and tree bark. I didn't drink it because I literally thought he went in the backyard and he grabbed this stuff from the yard. I didn't drink it. But now that I know, like it really just got me interested. And there was a point in my life where I was homeless and I used a lot of what I would research in the library on like salves or teas or whatnot to help myself while in the situation I was in.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And so then now years later, I'm a business owner. I own multiple businesses. And I said, hey, you know what? Let me try something new. My kids were having skin issues. The stuff I was mm-hmm. buying, like I had to buy special laundry detergent for my daughter. Let me get behind and see what I can come up with. So I went to Barnes and Noble and bought some books. I thought, oh, this is like baking a cake. It's not.
Yes, it's not. Oh, no.
It's not. There were a lot of breakdowns in the kitchen. Like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? It won't. So yeah.
A lot of ruined pots.
Yeah, just no, a lot of soup, a lot of soupy soap.
No, no.
But yeah, after I got it, now my kids use it. And I even use it for my laundry, like the scraps from the soap. I'll put it and I'll use it for laundry soap.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm all about recycling.
So. Oh, well, fantastic. But is there a huge difference then between soap that we use for our bodies and soap that we use for laundry?
No. Not really.
Because I'm thinking we're trying to get the same things off, right? We're trying to get the same.
It's basically, you're basically using laundry detergent on your skin.
Wow. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. A good laundry hack, so you don't have to do all that extra work, is Castile soap. You can use for anything. And, you know, if you want to smell it up, you just put some essential oils or something in there and helps give it some smell.
That's incredible. And that's enough by itself, just a little bit of Castile soap.
Yeah.
And a little bit of essential oils, and that cleans your clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you, I'm already seeing the dollar signs. Like that is such a savings.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Wow.
It is.
All right. Definitely worth a try, people. Let's try the Castile soap. That's good. Well, thank you so, so much for this conversation, for being here, for doing this with us. This is
you're welcome. Opened my eyes. Very exciting. I could talk about this stuff all day long. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, we'll chat again, I'm sure. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you've been thinking about getting some of the toxic cleaning and beauty supplies out of your home, I hope you've all gotten some encouragement and some ideas today. Join us next week for our final episode in the March Madness of Guests. Please follow the podcast so you never miss a new episode and leave us a review. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.